Yo, Rex. Yo, Rex.
No.
Hi, can I speak with Dennis?
Yes, it's Dennis.
Hi there, Dennis. It's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today? You okay?
Okay, all right.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, just a quick one today, Dennis. We have, just one moment. Yeah, just a quick one today. We have actually accepted the case. It is on to the next stage of the process for you now.
It's just a bit of claim for Taylor.
Yeah, you know, for the Scottish redress claim?
Uh-huh. That's abuse and that I got when I was in home.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Sorry, just one moment. Yeah, so sorry about that. Yeah, so all it is basically is we have got the documents back from the Scottish redress claim now. We have accepted the case, which is obviously good news. All it is there is just one document that we do need you to sign, just that gives us authority to contact the other local authorities for you to get, you know, all of your files and things like that. And I do just need to make you aware as well, just basically, of the process. So just to make you aware, there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government
You just kept going with it.
Yeah, no worries. Where they do contribute £2,000 for government legal advice. So you can instruct us under a private agreement, as we already have done. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Is that all right?
I was told, somebody phoned me last week and said it was going to be £16,000 or something.
I think, you know, 16% plus VAT, which equals 20% in total.
I agreed to that.
Yeah, no worries. So what we need now, basically, is just one more form that we just need you to sign on there as well. If you can just look at your text messages. Now, I have actually just sent the form out to you.
Text message.
Yeah. Yeah, really easy. All you need to do is open it up. You literally just sign inside the box. It's a different one than last time, is all.
I'm probably finding your signature.
Yeah, so you just sign inside that box, and then you just click the big blue button.
There you go. Yeah.
And then just click that execute all button.
Execute all button.
Yeah.
I'll put it up there. It's a cute, no, it's not a cute signature, but it works. I'm not that good because actually my hand's sick and I've been on diazepam since I was in Kerala.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's been stated that I've been on diazepam since I was 14 years old.
Right,
I went to them privately and get on it, didn't they know I was on them? And I went to talk to them and talk to the doctor about what was happening to me.
I was pulling my head out, my head and all that,
and he talked about knowing diazepam, and I'm still on diazepam to this day.
No worries. I'm sorry to hear that. But like I said, I have managed to get that signed now as well. So we will just be moving forward with the next part of the process for you now, okay?
Because my friend's got a head for a lawyer in Glasgow doing it for him. And I sent him this, but he was already and then made a statement to the police and all that. And I just went to you because I had a flat book one of our historical abuse and they contacted me and they said they were going to take my case and then I never had anything from them for a year. So I contacted
them. Does it usually take around a year to expect any payments?
I never even heard anything from them. One came out and took paperwork, photographs of my paperwork, ID and that, and I have from them again. And I tried to contact them, they never knew anything about me. So I contact, my friend told me to contact you. He's seen you on Facebook, man. He sent an advert to me, and I've used that to contact you.
I'm a little bit lost, I'm not going
to
lie, but...
No, this is to get a hold of you. Because I had somebody else that was meant to do the claim for me, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, it's all filled in.
I know, but the other ones didn't do it after a year, so that's why I contacted you.
Right, I see. Okay, no, of course, that's understandable. But like I said, the good news is we are moving on with the case. The case has been accepted for you anyway, okay?
I told them I never got released from jail until I was just before I turned 21.
We've already got all of the notes broke down on the system for you, okay?
I don't know if you know that. When I was 20, just before I was 31, I was thought I was going to court, and I was actually put to the children's family and so on. That was me getting official rules from jail.
No, Dennis, that's right.
That means I could have been under children's care all that time.
Yeah.
Because they didn't help me.
Yeah. All I was going to say is, so you will have already spoke to somebody in regards to your case. I'm calling the processing team today, to be fair, so I'm not dealing with anything to do with that.
My mum's next door neighbour. I've actually got 4 years and about 2,000 or 2,000.
I just needed to make sure that form was signed, that you have signed. So thank you for getting that signed for me today, okay?
My mum's next door neighbour back in doing another 10 years for more sexual assaults in Kehoa. And so was the art teacher.
That's fine. Well, I'll get this updated now, okay? You have a nice day.
But I dealt with it. I got 16 years then let's go to my mum. I came across my problem, and I ended up well.
Okay, Dennis, if there's anything else that you wanted to add on, I can get somebody to call back to discuss it, but I can't deal with it.
No, that's fine.
Right, no problem then. Well, I'd like to say, I've got your signed form back, so thank you for signing that.
Right,
and
no problem.
And you have a nice day today, okay?
Right, thank you.